the phone calls from mostly out of state were so awful. I actually took a turn without identifying myself answering the phone in the office just to see how hateful they were, and they were really repulsive.
What did you hear?
Oh, I can't repeat that on a family program, but it was disgusting. I mean, it was just and that actually stiffened my resolve. It was the worst kind of bigotry and ignorance, which I got in Vermont. People have read this. It's true that my security detail asked me to wear a bulletproof vest for the summer when I was campaigning after I signed it. It also made me determined to run for reelection because I didn't want to sign a bill like that and not have it ratified by the public. And I figured my election was a form of ratification since we don't have a referendum government.
Did you wear the bulletproof vest?
I did. Not everywhere, but there were some places where people, there were parades I had to skip where I knew there was going to be a lot of drinking, and there people, ladies, women, you know, screamed and yelled at me with the F word and stuff like that. But, you know, most people weren't like that. I mean, I did win re-election, but this was, I think people don't understand, in Vermont, which is basically a pretty tolerant libertarian type of state, this was quite, it's a good thing it started there because I can't imagine any place else it could have started.